Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got
to
change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today's feminist was a major civil rights activist, women's rights activist, academic, attorney, renowned author, and the first African-American woman to be ordained as an Episcopal priest. She managed to achieve a truly extraordinary amount over the course of her lifetime. Please welcome Pauli Murray. Anna Pauline Murray was born on November 20th, 1910, in Baltimore, Maryland, to Agnes and William Murray. William was a high school teacher and a graduate of Howard University. When Pauli was just 4 years old, her mother died of a cerebral hemorrhage. She and her 5 siblings were sent down to Durham, North Carolina, to live with their aunt, who was an elementary school teacher, and their grandparents. Pauli's father was unable to take care of the children, because he suffered from long-term effects related to typhoid. He was eventually hospitalized in the Crownsville State Hospital until his 1923 murder by a hospital guard. In 1926, after graduating from high school with distinction, Pauli moved up to New York City and enrolled at Hunter College. She paid her tuition by working multiple jobs, but when the stock market crashed in 1929, work became impossible to find, and Pauli was forced to drop out. She eventually completed her degree in 1933. In the 1930s, Pauli found jobs with the Works Progress Administration and the Workers' Defense League. That was her first real foray into political activism and community organizing. She also started teaching at the New York City Remedial Reading Project. In what little free time she had, Pauli began writing and had a number of poems and articles published, as well as her novel, Angel of the Desert. In the 1930s and 1940s, Pauli also sought medical assistance and received testosterone injections, according to Dr. Rosalind Rosenberg, who wrote a biography of Pauli entitled Jane Crow, The Life of Pauli Murray. Though the vocabulary didn't exactly exist at the time, Pauli may have been gender non-binary. It's very possible that if Pauli had lived in a later period, she may have identified as a trans man. In this episode, we're using the pronouns she and her, because those are the pronouns Pauli used during her lifetime. Pauli started to become active in the burgeoning civil rights movement. In 1938, she publicly attempted to gain admission to the all-white University of North Carolina Graduate School. With the NAACP backing her cause, Pauli's story became national news. Unfortunately, it would be another 15 years before that barrier would be broken, and not by Pauli. But the experience did lead to a lifelong friendship with Eleanor Roosevelt. 2 years later, Pauli joined a Christian-focused civil rights group called the Fellowship of Reconciliation and worked to help end segregation and discrimination on public transportation. In March of 1940, Pauli was arrested for refusing to sit at the back of a segregated bus in Virginia. 15 years before Rosa Parks would take her stand down in Montgomery. In 1941, Polly enrolled at Howard University Law School with the goal of becoming a civil rights attorney. While there, she and other well-known activists like George Hauser and Bayard Rustin started the Congress of Racial Equality, or CORE. CORE was heavily influenced by the teachings of Gandhi. The organization believed that the nonviolent civil disobedience movement that led to the overthrow of the British in India could be equally effective in the United States. In 1944, Polly graduated from Howard University Law School. She was first in her class and was the only woman. She then aspired to continue her legal studies at Harvard University. She won a prestigious fellowship to attend, which would have fully covered her studies, but the offer was immediately rescinded upon learning that Polly was, in fact, a woman. Instead, she got her Master of Philosophy degree from the University of California Bolt School of Law. After graduating yet again, Polly moved back to New York City with degrees in hand to devote herself to civil rights work. With her star on the rise, Polly was named Mademoiselle Magazine's Woman of the Year in 1947. In 1951, she published a book called State's Laws on Race and Color, which Thurgood Marshall called the Bible for civil rights lawyers. In 1956, Polly published perhaps her most beloved work, Proud Shoes, The Story of an American Family, a memoir about the lives of her grandparents and her early years growing up in the Jim Crow South. In 1960, after returning from a trip to Ghana to find her roots, Polly was appointed to President Kennedy's Committee on Civil and Political Rights. She worked closely with Martin Luther King Jr., Philip Randolph, and Bayard Rustin on major civil rights initiatives. But she became concerned by the fact that men were dominating leadership positions in the major civil rights organizations, even though female activists played a huge role in the movement. In 1964, the same year that the Civil Rights Act was passed, Polly co-authored Jane Crow and the Law, Sex Discrimination and Title VII, which clearly defines the parallels between gender discrimination and racial discrimination. Now Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was inspired by the paper and utilized a strategy outlined by Polly in her fight for judicial gender equity. In 1966, Polly, along with Betty Friedan and 30 other women, co-founded the National Organization for Women, or NOW.
50 years ago, the National Organization for Women was born into a very different world. As women, our role in society was clear.
Every woman needs to be herself at times. Your answer? Baking.
In 1973, at age 62, Polly once again went back to school. This time, she mixed things up a bit by attending the General Theological Seminary in order to earn her Master of Divinity degree. A year after graduating from seminary, Polly became the first African-American female priest to be ordained by the Episcopal Church. She served as a priest for 5 years before her forced retirement at age 72, the mandatory age of retirement for Episcopal clergy at the time. Polly died of cancer in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on July 1, 1985. 2 years later, her groundbreaking autobiography, Song in a Weary Throat, An American Pilgrimage, was published posthumously. All month, we're talking about feminists. We've covered feminists in every theme so far. What differentiates this month is that we'll be looking at women who are particularly important to the women's rights movement, the suffrage movement, and/or modern feminism and feminist theory. On Saturdays, we're talking about modern feminists brought to you by this month's sponsor, Fiverr. On Sundays, we're highlighting favorite feminists from past months, chosen by other podcast hosts we love. For more on why we're doing what we're doing, check out our new Encyclopedia Womanica newsletter. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Encyclopedia Womanica. And you can follow me directly on Twitter at Jenny M. Kaplan. This month of Encyclopedia Womanica is brought to you by Fiverr, an online digital services marketplace connecting businesses with women who are creating, designing, copywriting, programming, editing, and more. Fiverr is here to support the world's freelance community during these challenging and uncertain times, as businesses need to adapt in the face of the corona pandemic. Women are an integral part of Fiverr's platform, many having worked with some of the most influential brands in the world. Fiverr's here to support all of its freelancers at this time. Fiverr also is looking to hire people behind the scenes who are equally passionate about supporting Fiverr's efforts to create, design, and innovate through its unique freelance platform. Fiverr operates in over 160 countries and offers digital services across 300 categories. So there are clearly lots of opportunities to change how the world works together with Fiverr in these unprecedented times. Head to fiverr.com to see how Fiverr might be able to support you or your business. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.